I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroke. The United Nations General Assembly on Friday overwhelmingly backed a Palestinian bid to become a full UN member by recognizing it as qualified to join. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Palestinian UN Ambassador Riyad Mansour spoke to the assembly before the vote.
A yes vote is a vote for Palestinian existence. It is not against any state. It is an investment in peace and thus empowers the forces of peace.
Meanwhile, Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, who spoke after Mansour, accused the assembly of shredding the UN Charter.
Yes, yes, that's what you're doing, shredding the UN Charter. Shame on you.
An application to become a full UN member first needs to be approved by the 15-member Security Council and then the General Assembly. If the measure is again voted on by the Council, it is likely to face the same fate, a U.S. veto.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The U.S. is sending more military aid to Ukraine amid Russian advances in the east. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The $400 million package comes amid what Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said yesterday is a really difficult situation in the east. Adding with more weapons, we'll be able to stop them. The package includes rocket systems, Patriot missiles, artillery rounds, and armored vehicles, among other things.
And all of those will be useful to them as they try to defend against Russian offensive moves.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby notes the weapons are coming from existing U.S. stocks so they can get to the warfront faster. It's the third aid package since Congress passed funding for Ukraine 3 weeks ago. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. An Australian study claims China's monitoring of global internet users' online habits extends far beyond the popular social media app TikTok to numerous other platforms and even online games. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The Australian Strategic Policy Institute, a research organisation that receives funding from the Australian government and others overseas, said in a May 2 report that Beijing's propaganda chiefs are forging ties with Chinese tech companies to gather personal data from a wide range of social media apps or platforms and popular online games. They include ride-sharing app Didi, the action game Genshin Impact, and Temu, the popular online marketplace. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Croatian conservative leader Andrej Plenković has been formally appointed prime minister designate for the third consecutive term after he forged an alliance with an extreme right party following an inconclusive election. Plenković's ruling Croatian Democratic Union won the most votes at last month's parliamentary vote in the European Union nation, but not enough to stay in power on their own. The party this week agreed to form a coalition with far-right Homeland Movement for a parliamentary majority. Lawmakers are set to approve Plenković's new government next week. It will have a slim majority of 78 lawmakers in the 151-member assembly. The new cabinet is likely to push Croatia further to the right ahead of next month's European election. Chad has ordered the immediate deployment of troops to maintain peace after provisional results of Monday's election. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from neighboring Cameroon.
According to the provisional results, transitional president General Mahamat Dapi is the official winner with 61.3% of the votes, more than the 50% needed to avoid a runoff. Members of the opposition and the public say they are surprised Orange published the figures in 3 days instead of 15 days after the voting as stated in the electoral code. Mokish Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Gunmen have abducted at least 9 students from a school in northern Nigeria's Kogi State. Authorities said Friday that the gunmen attacked the school late Thursday night and whisked away the students from their classrooms. The Kogi State Commissioner for Information said the state has, quote, activated the security architecture to track the kidnappers and ensure the abducted students are rescued and the abductors are apprehended. It is the third such abduction amid rampant kidnappings targeting schools in Nigeria's conflict-hit northern region this year. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.